Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, November the 18th, 2020. Thank you so much for being here. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Pfizer, with the help of Operation Warp Speed, knocking it out of the park again. The latest trial results have pushed its efficacy of its vaccine to 95% to match Moderna. Hello. Pfizer also getting ready to start deliveries in four states of the vaccine as a test run. Number two, in one state, you're now being required to wear a mask in your own home. In your own home, or maybe your kids will call 911 and turn you in. And number one, a major decision in Michigan looked like the election was going to be in chaos in Wayne County, and then the abuse came and was overturned. And the Board of Canvassers voted to certify the election in Wayne County. That's Detroit. More than 550,000 votes in question there. And last night, originally, the two Republicans said, listen, there are too many problems here. Affidavits of bad behavior, of coaching voters, of ballots being manipulated and being run through the machine time and time and time again. Some ballots being run as many as eight times or more. But then the verbal abuse ensued for the next 2 hours. And then the two Republicans on the Board of Canvassers, frankly, they caved in to an empty promise from the Secretary of State in the state of Michigan that there would be an audit of the vote in Wayne County. But they voted to certify. Now it's still up to the state Board of Canvassers as whether or not that passes muster. They've certainly taken notice. And I want to start today by sharing one of the lovely series of comments from one of the people that were involved with the public comment session for the Board of Canvassers last night. Person who is clearly not concerned about the integrity of the vote, not concerned if there are people that saw things going on that should not have gone on, not concerned about an audit of the vote, not concerned about anything except demeaning the two people whose job it is to make sure that the vote was done right, the proper ballots are counted, and the right result is reached. I want to go to the last bite, bite number nine, I believe it is. It's a little bit long, but I think you need to hear from this clown and how they were demeaning and threatening those who didn't necessarily agree with them. Welcome to the Democrats' new Antifa order. Here it is, bite number nine. Go.
You talked about not certifying Detroit, even though you acknowledged that Livonia, a city, by the way, I know you know is 95% white, had bigger variances than Detroit, which is 80% black. We understand, and you now added your name. So I'm not going to try to change your mind. I just want to let you know that the Trump stink, the stain of racism that you, William Hartman, and Monica Palmer have just covered yourself in is going to follow you throughout history. Your grandchildren are going to think of you like Bull Connor or George Wallace. Monica Palmer and William Hartman will forever be known in southeastern Michigan as two racists who did something so unprecedented that they disenfranchised hundreds of thousands of black voters in the city of Detroit because they were ordered to. Probably, I know, Monica, you think Q told you to do it or some other crazy stuff like that. But just know when you try to sleep tonight that millions of people around the world now on Twitter know the name Monica Palmer and William Hartman as two people completely racist and without an understanding of what integrity means or a shred of human decency.
So you call them out by name. You threaten them, their families. This is a dirtbag. This is what an activist looks like when they're threatening you and your family, and they're going to smear you forever unless you bow to their whims and their demands, which, unfortunately, Mr. Hartman and Ms. Palmer did. There are numerous questions in this election in Wayne County, so much so that the former Secretary of State, Ruth Johnson, in Michigan, who served in that position for 8 years, says, this needs to be looked at. There needs to be a comprehensive audit, and not just of a few votes, a comprehensive audit of the entirety of the Wayne County election. Not because people are black or white in different communities, but because there are many questions about the accuracy and the integrity of the vote. This is nothing new in Wayne County, any more than it's anything new in the city of Chicago. This has gone on for, unfortunately, for my entire life. We had a chance to get it cleaned up this year. Jill Stein had recounts pushed in Michigan and Wisconsin and elsewhere in 2016. It uncovered similar irregularities, lots of them. The number of ballots in a box didn't match the number of people that had signed in to vote. It's gone on forever. Ballots being brought in at all hours after the deadline. Nobody gets questioned. They just run them through. These are in sworn affidavits. I'm not telling you this. People that swore under the threat of perjury are swearing to this in front of courts here in Michigan, Wayne County Circuit Court, the Michigan Court of Appeals, and now the State Supreme Court in Michigan. And yet they get badgered and buffaloed and insulted and demeaned by clowns like this guy, who wants to claim that somehow this is racial in nature. It's certainly not. But when you have no valid argument, you go to the race card. When your arguments are so weak and ineffective and ineffectual, that's what you go to. You smear them, their character, their family. You call them racists because you have nothing else. It's indefensible what happened in Wayne County when it came to the manipulation of ballots. And if we are to believe those that signed the affidavits, running ballots through over and over and over, well, not only illegal, it throws into question the entire outcome of the entire election in Wayne County. But they didn't want to hear about that. They didn't want to address the real issues at hand. And so the Board of Canvassers, having deadlocked earlier in the evening, came back and approved and certified the election in Wayne County because of threats like that you just saw. Is this the way we run our republic? You certify the voter, we'll smear you and your family, and we'll go after your grandkids, too. It's not the country I want to live in. I want to live in a country where I can trust the vote and the voting system and the software being used. As Marshall Stalin said, it doesn't matter who votes. It matters who counts. Oh, he was so right. And I think it's important that the state board of canvassers do its job to give a full airing of the complaints and the affidavits, to hear from Ruth Johnson, to hear from Mr. Larson, the former assistant attorney general for the state of Michigan for 8 years, in his concerns about the accuracy, the integrity, the legality of the just concluded election in Wayne County, Michigan. It should all be reviewed. It should all be on the table. If you're truly interested in transparency, Democrats, then what is the concern? Let the process go through its paces. Let's look at the votes. Let's see what was done. Let's hear from the witnesses that signed those affidavits. Let's hear from these folks directly and get it on the record. And until we do that, how can we have any faith in anything that happens in Southeast Michigan? 14 after, you're in the no panic zone. Coming up, we've got Keith Trippi, live from Indonesia. We're going around the globe just for you here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
If you could lock in the price of propane for less than a dollar a gallon for the next 25 years, would you do it? Well Connect is a heating and cooling system that can literally save you thousands of dollars. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, Well Connect might just change your mind. Using your well water, you can reduce your heating bills by hundreds of dollars a year. Well Connect will pay for itself. It will keep you comfortable the whole year. Well Connect is made in Alpena, Michigan, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, if you have a well, find out if your home is a good fit for a Well Connect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a Well Connect system installed with no money down financing. Call 989-356-2113 or go to their website, wellconnectsaves.com. 989-356-2113. Wellconnectsaves.com. Get a WellConnect. It's a no-brainer. You'll be glad you did.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.